was a man who leads a life of danger.
Good to have you back here on the program. So much to cover. My next guest, should not be as shy as he is, but we're going to try to get him out of his shell. We're going to coax him a little bit today. Dan Gaynor is the Vice President of Free Speech America in the business for the Media Research Center. Dan, I know you're shy, but I'm gonna coax you out of your shell a little bit, all right? And if it wasn't so damn sad, a lot of this would be, worth having a laugh about. But what we see every day is so sad. We were just talking about it in the break, about the destruction now that comes to women in Afghanistan. The problem is we don't know exactly how many. But last week, we were told there were 1,500 Americans left behind. We know very few of those got out. Yesterday, they're trying to tell us, it's 300, maybe less. How do you know? But the fact of the matter is they admit they left Americans behind when Joe Biden said on the 19th of August that would never happen. That was 11 days ago. Of course it happened. Your thoughts?
Well, he's a liar and he abandoned Americans. Speaking personally, I don't think I get this angry usually. And you start to lose the ability to come up with good words for this. What's the good word for a president who abandons? You're not talking about, during wartime where you ask troops to stay behind, so you can get other troops out, in Bataan or someplace like that. We asked ordinary Americans to stay behind in the land of abuse, rape, and murder, in a land where the monsters in charge now put women in sex slavery. That's just part of their MO. And who knows? Notice we don't have any breakdown of how many women or men are left. And of course, we know the Taliban, though. It's because we gave them a list.
Let me talk about something else here that I find highly galling, for lack of a stronger word that I can use on public broadcast. And that is this. Joe Biden appeared to, when the 13 bodies came back, the 13 U.S. military members killed last Thursday, we saw the picture of him looking at his watch. One of the fathers in attendance said he looked at his watch every single time. After each moment of silence, he looked at his watch. After every moment of silence, he looked at his watch. And then one of those fathers tried to meet with him and spoke to him. And he said, Joe Biden spent the entire time talking about Beau Biden and how his son had died, and almost no time about the dead United States Marine that father had just brought home to country. I mean, this guy is so lost and so full of himself, I guess. It's frightening. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, the whole thing is a travesty. That particularly, you basically, you take advantage of the lost child and children of these families for a photo op, and then don't even have the dignity to respect their family members and respect them. I don't believe that Joe Biden was always like this. I mean, Joe Biden's been in public. I mean, he's always been known for gaffes. Gaffes are one thing. Disrespect of people is just, it's not a sign that he is a healthy individual at this point.
No.
And, that's a sign of somebody who's, all there. Most politicians, 99.some% politicians, would have handled this better. And when you see somebody who's been in public life now 48 years, and they're acting so out of character, what's going on with them?
Yeah,
who's making decisions at the White House?
It's especially galling when you realize that McKenzie is telling you that Americans that wanted to leave were left behind. On the 19th of August, Joe Biden told Americans in the world, we would not leave anybody behind. We'd keep the military in place till every American that wanted to leave had left the country. That clearly was a lie. I now have a story here of a mother of one of those dead Marines. She has been taken down from Facebook and other social media platforms for talking about her son killed in action as a United States Marine, censored, which is why I brought you here in the first place. I was talking about censorship, because there are videos that are not flattering to Gavin Newsom in the recall effort, which is now 2 weeks away in California, being obviously blacked out by YouTube and Facebook and all the rest. They get on board. They protect the communists. They protect the socialists. They protect the Maoists and the Leninists, but they do not protect Americans. Why is that?
Well, it's because the big tech is thoroughly embedded with the left in this country. And you know, the left is thoroughly embedded with them, however you want to look at it. And so what that means is if you dare say anything that they disagree with on COVID, on the election, say anything that embarrasses their side, then they use the opportunity to censor you. They've got these fact checkers, PolitiFact and others out there who don't really look for facts. They basically push the liberal narrative. If you disagree, they come after you and they ding you. And if you've got social media pages, we've got 13 million plus people on Facebook. If we get a couple strikes on our social media page, we can lose our entire accounts. So everybody ends up walking on eggshells around these, you know, monsters. And you know, so they've set up the game. They control the narrative. They use those tools to interfere in American elections.
Let me play a game. Let me play a game that's often played on the left, but we're going to play it to our advantage here. What is a bigger existential threat to the United States right now? Social media or the Biden administration? You see, that's how they would set it up in their side. But I believe both of these things are currently an existential threat to the United States because of the propaganda that is pumped through social media, funded largely by Chinese communist dollars day in and day out. You know that, and so do I. The Chinese are pumping billions of dollars into social media to affect the way you and I think and react. And then you've got the Biden administration that seems to be beholden in bed with these people that will abandon its own citizens in a foreign country where they're kicking in doors and executing people as we speak. Which is worse?
Well, what I would argue is the Biden administration will be gone in 3.5 years. I mean, I don't know, Joe Biden's
if
not.
If we survive that long.
Yeah, but he's not going to run for re-election. Social media has been around now for like 15 years or more, and it has massively impacted our society to the point where, you know, if we had the sort of the promise of freedom online, and then it got taken away. But everybody said, well, you know, it's free speech. They have the right to do it. It's no longer the free speech battle. Please, everyone, understand this. Everything we do, including the business of operating this show, not just the business of interacting with our politicians, shopping, going to school, you know, interacting with your government, all of this is done online now. And if they can shut us down, and they're doing this, we come up with now at least 16 different examples where local governments were shut down, censored, because someone dared say something that the social media companies don't agree with. Well, that goes against the whole concept of transparency
for
government.
When a mother can't discuss her own son who gave his life as a U.S. Marine to defend other Americans, when she can't discuss that on Facebook without being shut down, it is seriously time that I agree with Elizabeth Warren. It's not often, but here we are. Big media needs to be cut down and brought down to size. And that's the one time I'll agree with her probably in my entire lifetime. Dan Gaynor, Vice President of Free Speech America Business for the Media Research Center. Dan, always good to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Good way to start my day.
And we'll talk soon. Quick break now on the Steve Gerber Show.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.